I'm Joyce Meyer. I've seen God's power transform my own life, and He will do it for you. God's answer for stress is rest. But it's not just resting your body, it's resting your soul. And I want to encourage you to start paying more attention to what's going on inside you, because that's where you get tired. Do you know that a day of anger is like 40 hours of hard labor? Unforgiveness will just suck all the energy right out of you. Don't be mad. Don't be unforgiving. The people that you're mad at are out having a good time, and they couldn't care less that you're mad. You're not hurting them by being mad at them or by not forgiving them. It's just the devil's way of you continuing to hurt yourself. Just forgive them. Let it go. When you're worried about something, ask yourself, is this going to really matter in 5 years? You know, it's not work that makes us tired. It's what's going on inside of us while we work. And the Bible says we live in two places. My feet are on this platform, but I'm also seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That the rest that God offers us is not a rest from work, but it's a rest in work. And it's all about your soul. You know, if you have a guilty conscience, you keep doing something that your conscience condemns, you're putting stress on yourself. Just get in agreement with God, because He's not going to change His mind. It will be God's way or it will be no way. Amen? I mean, you can do it your way if you want to, but you're not going to like the outcome. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so if you can keep your emotions calm and your mind positive and stay in agreement with God's will, it won't be your work that'll make you tired. God didn't tell Martha not to work. He told her not to worry. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Wow. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Rest. Wow. You can come to Him anywhere, anytime. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Wow. We must learn to take His yoke upon us and learn the lesson He has for us in the current circumstance. What? I don't want to learn anything from this. I just want it to go away. You know, sometimes, and you may not like this, but sometimes you're better off to embrace the situation and say, God, this is the way it is right now, so I want to get all I can out of this. I want to learn something from this. Something that I've found out that is just about more valuable than anything is experience. And the only way you get experience is by going through things. I can truly say at this point in my life that I trust God. I spent a lot of years trying to trust God, but every time I've had a problem and God's been faithful and come through, I've had a little more experience with God, then it's easier for me to trust God the next time. You cannot grow up to be a mature Christian are to be transformed into the image of Christ without having some circumstances that you don't like. It is not possible. And it's going to be part of our life, on and off, until Jesus comes back to get us. Two of our team members were put in rooms that were right underneath the bar in the hotel. And it sounded like they were bowling all night. Now, why would a hotel even sell a room that was underneath something like that. So they offered to move them at midnight. That would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? Thank God it wasn't me, but I've... because that would stress me out. This yoke that Jesus talks about, take my yoke upon you. You know, that comes from two oxen being yoked together. So they're pulling the load together and it's not just all on one of them. And that Jesus wants us to say yoke to him. So he's always pulling the load with us. We're never pulling that load by ourselves. And see, I'm working up here today and I'm going to work again in the next service, but I'm resting too because I'm not worried. I'm not concerned about what you think of me. It's not my responsibility. Thank you. But it's not my responsibility to make you like me. That's between you and God. I'm free to be me. And, you know, have some security and some confidence. I'm writing a book on rejection, and I said, my husband is so secure, I don't even think he would know if anybody was rejecting him. And even if he did, he wouldn't care. You know what he'd say? Well, that's their problem. A yoke in the Vines Greek says serving to couple two things together, and it's used metaphorically of submission to authority. It refers to balance or to balancing out a load. Now, I want to read you this from Watchman Nee's book called A Balanced Christian Life. If you've never read any of his stuff, I don't agree with everything he says. He talks a lot about suffering, but I learned a lot about it because the Bible talks about suffering. We don't like to talk about it. People don't like to hear it, but it's going to hurt. And you know what? What do they tell a woman giving birth? Breathe. Breathe. Relax. The more you fight it, the worse it hurts. Come on. And the more we fight the things in our life that we don't like, that we cannot get rid of, we might as well just settle down and embrace them, learn something from them until God does what only God can do. Amen. What God is leading us into today is for us to be willing to take up his yoke in the small things of each day as well as in the big things of life. Some preachers find it hard to labor with their fellow workers. Some sisters find it arduous to live with their in-laws. Some employees find it difficult to work with their colleagues, and some students become weary of their relationship with their teachers and other students. These are yokes to bear. You are, of course, tired of them. You wish you could leave them or they would leave you. You feel cast down and you have no peace. Please understand, however, that this is the yoke which God has given you. This is the yoke that he wants you to bear. This is the portion God has appointed to you. He wants you to submit to such a circumstance because it is the best for you right now. How can you learn to love everybody if everybody has to be just the way you want them to be? I got a tattoo when I was 80. Oldest person they ever tattooed. I had love put on my foot, so I remember to walk in love. Okay, now listen to this. Pay attention to this. Sometimes God puts a careful person and a careless person together. Are a strong person and a weak person. He may put a healthy person with a sick person. Or a clever person with a stupid person. Or a quick-tempered person and a slow-tempered person. Or a tidy person with a sloppy person. Or a spender with a saver. And he does it on purpose because the intent is that we balance one another out. See, I mean, I'm running 90 miles an hour, got a new idea every 5 minutes. And Dave is like, well, we'll see. I mean, it used to drive me nuts. We'll see. I don't want to see. I want to do it. And I want to do it now. And he said, you're always 9 miles ahead of God. I said, yeah, and you're 100 miles behind it. And so, but the two of us kind of balanced each other out, you know. I put a little fire under him, and he put my fire out a little bit. And those of you that are just really fed up with the person you're married to, remember why you married them. Don't just look at all the stuff you don't like. Sit down and make a list of what you don't like and what you do like. I actually did that one day, and there was maybe two things I didn't like about Dave that drove me nuts, but there was 50 things that I just adored about him. See? You're never going to find a perfect relationship because you're in it. Amen? Oh, rest. Hebrews 4, 10 and 11. For he who has once entered God's rest. Can anybody feel how good that is? For he who has once entered God's rest has ceased from the weariness and the pain of human labors, just as God rested from those labors peculiarly his own. Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter the rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which they fell in the wilderness. Now, as I said, this rest that he's talking about is a spiritual rest. It's not laying down and taking a nap. It's not, although that's good sometimes too, but pay attention to what's going on inside you. When you start feeling stressed out, pay attention to what's going on inside you. What are your thoughts? What's your attitude? Are you mad at somebody? Are you frustrated with somebody just because they are the way they are and you don't want them to be that way? How many of you are in relationship with somebody, spouse, kids, friends, that you just really would like to change them? Well, see, we have to learn to love people the way they are, not the way we want them to be. God takes us the way we are, and then because he loves and accepts us freely, unconditionally, that makes us want to do better for him. But when we start trying to make people change, they become resistant to that and will act even worse. For years, I tried to change Dave. Didn't work. He's still the same. Except now he can't hear, so that's... The most frequent word in our house is, huh? Huh? He has two sets of hearing aids, and he won't wear them. One, he says they itch his ears. But Dave doesn't have a hearing problem. I mumble. You know, I knew that I married Mr. Wright. I just did not know his first name was Always. I don't know what it is with men, but they have a very hard time saying I'm wrong. I mumble. It's not that he's hard of hearing. I mumble. Do I sound to you like I mumble? No. Or he says you talk too soft. Now, one thing I don't do is talk soft. It's a rest in work, not from work. If your emotions, your heart, or your will is sent against a thing that you're doing, there will be no rest. So like I said, if you are going to a job every day that you hate, You're going to be so tired when you come home that night. And it won't be because of the work. It'll be because of the attitude. Is anybody learning anything today? What would happen if just some of these things that keep you stressed out all the time, if you would just say, you know what, I'm just going to embrace that. If God wants to change it, he'll change it. And I'm going to be happy with what God's given me. I tell you, the stress would leave. Then the last thing I want to say, not the last thing I want to say, but the last thing I have time to say is we have to stop hurrying. Hurry, 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 hurry. That will stress me out and probably will stress you out also. Amen? We take on way too many things. We take on commitments without even thinking about all the commitments we already have. We take on commitments without thinking through what it's really going to take. And then we hate it. So we end up doing these things that we hate to do that we should have said no to, but we didn't because we wanted to keep somebody else happy. And now they're happy and we're unhappy. Amen? So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every person here today that needs to make some changes in their life so they can rest and not stress. Help them make the decisions they need to make and stop just wanting every problem to go away. I pray for their joy, for their peace, for their spiritual growth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Candid conversation, Joyce. Let's talk about how easy it is to work so hard, and especially in ministry, because you really believe in what you're doing.
Well, I think God tells us pretty plainly in the Bible that we need at least one day out of seven to rest.
Yeah.
And although we don't live under the law, that's wisdom for your health. And so I think of two words, balance and variety. I think, when we talk about burnout, we always talk about it from the standpoint of working too hard. But I'll give you another example that I think is interesting. Dave's job when he was in the Army was to play basketball to entertain the troops. They had baseball teams and basketball teams that would go around and entertain the troops. Mm-hmm. And so he was good at basketball. He was tall. And so they had a coach one time that had them practice 4 hours every day. They would scrimmage, which means run up and down the court, up and down the court. And he said he would eat unbelievable amounts of food, and he still lost 25 pounds during that period of time. And he actually got burnt out on a sport that he loved.
Right.
And got to the point where he just didn't even want to do it anymore because the guy was overdoing it. Mm-hmm. So you can burn out even on something that you enjoy if you overdo it and do it too much. So we can burn out on anything, and that's why, if you think about it, why did God put so many different varieties of fruits and vegetables on the earth?
Yeah.
I mean, why not just grow carrots and apples and nothing else? Because we actually need variety. And that, so if you work too much, and in ministry, I think we think sometimes because we're working for the Lord that we're exempt from all those other rules. I can do this. God'll cover me. Well, I mean, I got really sick from working too hard, and it took me a long time to come back from it, and I don't know that I will ever come back 100% because I just really wore my adrenals out just working, and I had done it for so many years. Mm-hmm. And then you have to take time to be. And I think especially in a Western culture, everything is about work. You know, not how are you, but what do you do?
That's true, yeah.
It's, and you, so many people, you say, how you been? Busy.
Yeah, we say, how are you doing?
Right.
And in Australia, they say, how are you going?
Really?
Yeah, and I just find that so interesting. It's just different perspectives of what we think is important and becomes who we are.
Yeah, when you meet new people, it doesn't take very long before you want to find out what they do.
Right.
And so are we really interested in them as a human being? Are we just trying to find out what they do so we can see if we're going to be impressed enough with them to press on in the relationship? And
it's,
you know, I'm a worker anyway, and I'm motivated by accomplishment. That's part of my temperament that God has given me. And it's a good thing because you don't build something like what we have here if you're not a hard worker. But there were things that I could have and should have said no to that would have given me the breaks that I needed to not get to the point where it affected my health in a very major way.
Well, I look at the longevity of your ministry.
Right.
And how much more God has in store.
Right.
So a lot of that does have to come from learning and adjusting along the way, I assume.
Right. You know, we don't like to tell people no because, number one, you don't want to hurt their feelings. But I think even more than that, I think we really don't want people to be mad at us.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I think a lot of times we say yes because we think if we say no, they're going to get angry, and we want everybody to like us.
Yeah.
And if you really have to, if you're going to follow the Holy Spirit, then you have to be willing to say no when you know that no is the wise thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, if you want to do what God wants you to do, I mean, even if you want to be a great mom, you know, you can't maybe run around with everybody all the time that wants you to run around with them. It's not just about being in ministry, but we all have to know how to say no as well as how to say yes.
Yeah, exactly what you said, balance. And as when I was a young mom and now that our family dynamics have changed, you know, you have to refigure that balance all along the way.
Yeah, and I think that we really have to, people that are strong, and I'm strong, you're strong, most type A personalities are strong, they are strong people, they don't give up easy and they can do a lot. But I think a lot of times we don't want to look weak.
That's
anybody.
Very true, yeah.
And so we'll take on things that down deep inside we know we shouldn't just because we don't want anybody to think that we can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay to rest. You're not weak if you're tired.
Yeah.
You're not weak if you rest, and there's not something wrong with you if you just can't say yes to everything everybody wants you to do. And I think one of the things we have to realize is when people ask you to do something, they want to hear yes. They don't want to hear no. And so you will have to take a chance on people being unhappy with you. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take care of yourself, then you're going to either be happy with you or you're going to keep everybody else happy with you and end up being unhappy with you.
A little bit of encouragement for people. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to ask God to let you rest.
It's okay to say no.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
And it's okay not to always have to feel like you're strong.